Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, a monthly listen-in to radio dials all around this great nation. This month, Ernie Weselowski of Omaha, Nebraska, sent along a market scope of legal AM IDs from the Omaha area. And this should really get John Bowker salivating. In fact, the first two IDs on this column are the old call letters, and the new call letters, recorded just 2 days later, are also included. Ernie, you are really on the ball. So here is a glimpse of Omaha's AM dial.
Time now for another Nebraska Outdoor Update. Well, folks, it's springtime, and it's time to think big. You know, really big, like big game, deer, antelope, bighorn sheep, elk, because it's time for us Nebraska residents to apply for those popular big game hunting permits. And a big reminder here that you can apply for your big game hunting permit online through the Game and Parks Commission's website with a credit card at OutdoorNebraska.com. Oh, you're going to be joining those squirrels in the woods, aren't you? And you're going to be looking for morel mushrooms. Oh, I knew that. And if that's going to be the case, put your pickings in a mesh bag, like a laundry bag or perhaps an onion sack from the grocery store. You'll be helping to spread spores for a future mushroom crop. That'll do it for now, folks. Many thanks for tuning us in. I'm Greg Wagner reporting for Game and Parks.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Tina.
Yo, I'm Bradley.
Hello, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Ooh, I'm John.
And we're S Club. Don't stop moving, because Radio Disney is back.
AM 1180 KOIL, Bellevue, Omaha.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, who's this?
Hannah.
What's your nickname?
Girly Girl.
Because you play soccer?
Yeah.
I bet I know what position you play.
What?
Toast. Goalie.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant.
Definitely. Radio
If you're ready to get in the grand prize drawing, I guess to get you in there in just a few minutes. You're going to give away a trip to go see Hillary Duff Theater in Hollywood, California. That's coming up with a $2,000 prepaid credit card in moments at Radio Disney.
And ag business. We are AM 1020, KKSC, Plattsmouth, Bellevue, the source.
In a cozy little restaurant for lovers.
That you'll understand my mission.
The greatest songs of all time are on KOMJ AM 590, Omaha, Council Bluffs.
CNN Radio News. I'm Brooke Binkowski. Experts are testing possible chemical weapons found in northern Iraq. Several large containers of chemicals were found in a field near a former military area. Tests indicate the presence of a nerve agent and a blister agent.
You have been listening to an encore presentation of Truza Transform with D. James Kennedy. Truza Transform can be heard Sunday mornings at 7:30 and weekday mornings at 11:30 on AM 660 KCRO, The Truth.
Mad Hatter has a new shipment of men's and ladies' hats, especially for women in white, at 6501 Ames Avenue.
Christian Radio, KCRO Omaha, now concludes its broadcast day. We resume our service tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Until then,
he will sing, bless God. We will sing, bless God. We will sing, bless God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that's within me. Thank you.
1020 on the AM dial.
KOIL, Plattsmith, Omaha.
Your brand of country is Coil Country 1020.
A gruesome discovery. With a news update on Coil Country 1020, I'm David Gustafson. A startling discovery Sunday at a ranch north of Richland, Nebraska.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Paul's back with the rest of the story this afternoon at 5:50 on News Radio 1110 KFAB Omaha. It's 11 o'clock.
From News Radio 1110 KFAB, I'm Carla James. Coming up in local news, the father of a missing four-year-old Plattsmouth boy scheduled to be in court.
Valid. Pepper Jack's Grill, a block north of West Center Road on 132nd Street.
Pepper Jack's Grill.
Pepper Jack's Grill.
Famous Philly, so much more. Pepper Jack's Grill.
More Radio Disney.
AM 1180 KYDZ, Bellevue, Omaha.
Hello from Walt Disney World, guys. It's me, BB King. Hello.
I would like to do a birthday shout-out to Chris Barry.
Okay. Yeah, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Radio Disney.
Get ready on next year.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. This is KKAR Omaha, USA. Your first choice for breaking news. News Talk 1290, the new KCAR.
2 o'clock, sunny skies, 65 at Omaha Council Bluffs. It'll be partly sunny this afternoon, the high 74. I'm Terry Leahy. This report brought to you by Jim's Dodge Country and Nebraska Raceway Park. Another group from Offutt Air Force Base coming home. Our top national story, Operation Iraqi Freedom. More airmen from Offutt Air Force Base south of Bellevue are scheduled to return home today from their missions of support for Operation Iraqi
Freedom. Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, host of The Dave Ramsey Show, where life happens every day.
My husband continually goes out behind my back and takes out life insurance policies on me.
What you're telling me terrifies me. I'm afraid this guy's going to kill you, darling. I have no way of knowing, so I'm overstating this possibly, but I'd rather do that than read about you in the paper tomorrow.
It all happens right here on The Dave Ramsey Show.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at 3 on AM 1420 K-Help, Omaha's all-advice station.
Oh, to be young again? America's doctor.
There's something about the cycling. There's something about the struggle. There's something about the trip. People in their 80s, when asked about what was the best decade of life, teenagers, the worst. 20s, next to the worst. But the best years in life are the 50s and the 60s, and in some cases, the 70s, if you got your health. Are you sure you want to go through the whole thing again?
Life is good. Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell, weekday mornings at 11 on AM 1420. 20K Help, Omaha's all-advice station.
Tired of soapbox hosts and their know-it-all attitudes? This is the new AM 1420 K-Help, KHLP, Omaha's all-advice station.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case. President Bush says the United States kept its word to rid Iraq of Saddam Hussein.
You're listening to Omaha Royals Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, 1490 KOSR Omaha.
Just as spring comes every year, so does golf. This golf season, get your game together and head to Tiburon Golf Club. An incredible weekend and weekday race along with a professional staff dedicated to
800-452-6591. You have nothing to lose but a bad habit. That's 1-800-452-6591. Guaranteed success or your money back.
What are you waiting for? Do it now.
LNG, Council Bluffs, Omaha.
Some are single but wish they were married, and others are married but wish they were single. If you feel bored or discontent or unfulfilled, Michael Youssef has a message just for you. Marriage, divorce, and the single lifestyle is next on Leading the Way.
To Oakland Foods, Personnel Department, P.O. Box 279, Oakland, Iowa, 51560.
This week on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio, Brett Boone, Ichiro, and the Seattle Mariners head to the Windy City for a showdown with the White Sox.
Lofted in the shallow right field, coming on Ichiro, slides, and he makes the catch.
Will Frank Thomas put the big hurt on the Mariners? Or will the Mariners keep the momentum rolling on their drive to return to the postseason? 6:37 Sunday night on 1620 The Zone, Omaha's ESPN Radio.
KOZN, Bellevue, Omaha, Council Bluffs.
Thanks, Ernie. Great job catching all those IDs. And don't forget, for a limited time, anyone sending in a Market Scope gets a free jingle CD in return. So if you've been thinking of sending in a Market Scope, now's the best time. Mail it to me, Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio, 43302, 8730. Your help is greatly appreciated. And also, for everyone attending the convention, have a safe trip and have a blast in Big D. Now, the DX Audio Service presents Musings from the Members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, this is John Jones, Elmira Heights. To Fred Bowie, you were pretty close on speeds of records being 78 and so far the relationship of this with the racial and so forth. However, the actual idea of record speeds go back further. They go into cylinders. And, yes, I speak of the cylinders because they first started out with about 100 speed of 100, then they went to about 140, then to the last ones were 160. By the time we hit turn about 1901, 1902, around there, became 160. I am a record collector by trade and have done it for a number of years, and I have over 10,000, including cylinders, as other hobbies. And I also working on getting myself into computers as well. To John Balker, when we go to do 820, take note, the station is WWLZ 820 on the dial here in Horsett, Elmira Heights. Horsett is basically Horsett's. And it originally was 1,000 on the dial as WIQT and stayed as WIQT when it moved to 820, and WLNL, a religious station, came on the air. However, that isn't the only time we had a station roughly in that area. We had WNY 1230 on the dial, was originally WESG 800 on the dial. That was before 1941. And by the time we hit March 29th, 1941, that all changed, and that became WNY 1230 on the dial. So if you're, when you go to do 820, you come through WWLZ is the call letters now, which used to be WIQT at 820. I don't know if I have any left of when WIQT was on the 1,000, on 1,000 on dial or not. I'll have to check through, and then if I do, I can send them to you.
This is Tim Hendel responding to Fred's question, what are our other hobbies and interests? Well, for me, foreign languages, travel, liberal politics, ham radio, tinkering and playing with old radios and antiques of all kinds, going to swap meets and flea markets and seeing what I can find, and dining out and going to the restaurant that serves the biggest hamburgers in Alabama. Thank you, Paul Burkhart, for doing what I consider to be one of the most interesting markets around, and Mark Durenberger, the WLW series is just fabulous. On part one, I think you mentioned that for a while WLW used a high-fidelity AM transmitter, which put out a bigger, higher frequency audio signal. How often and how long was this high-fidelity 50-kilowatt transmitter used? I've noticed that there's lots and lots of classic rock of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and there's quite a bit of big band and music of your life, 40s-type music out there. My period of oldies goes from when I was about 7 years old to when I was about 15, at which time I started getting interested in other things. Music of the 50s, say from 1953 to 1961, like WSAI plays. It seems there are very few stations that really focus on the music of the 50s. How come the 40s and the 60s, 70s, and 80s get more than the 50s? How come there's not more good, really early rock and roll oldies stations? Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
Greetings, all you service members. This is John Sanders. I have a question. How would I go about recording a market scope in my area without having to use two recorders, one for recording and one for getting radio reception? Another question for you. I found two radio stations that I don't know the call letters. I know they're in New York. I know that for a fact. One of them's called Soft Rock 105, and the other one's called Light 97. I don't know their call letters. Can someone tell me what those two radio stations are? Thanks. 73s and Good DX.
Hey, this is George Washington again. I just want to come in and make a comment. I really enjoy the radio programming that you have on your tape. And the fact is that I really enjoy it, and this will give me a chance to listen to other radio stations throughout the country and places I've never been, and I will probably will never get a chance to go because I don't get around as well. You know, I limited on funds for traveling, so, and I'm visually handicapped anyway. I'm blind anyway, so now I also I'm blind and I have a full-time job, so. But it's good to hear different radio stations and other parts of the country, like the stations in Boston and the stations in other places in the country. If anybody wants to get in contact with me, my phone number is 414-461-9710. And my name is George Washington, and I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Doug Emerson from Painesville, Ohio, talking to you from outside. I was very interested in the article on the July DX audio service concerning low-power AM in the expanded band. I hope it happens. My honest opinion is this is what should have happened to the X band in the first place. Stations which could offer something different besides Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, etc. And low power AM is the best way to do that. I really sincerely hope that it happens. Don't know if it will, but I guess hope springs eternal. Thank you. Have a great day. 73 from K8NFF.
Hi, John Bowker calling in the middle of August. This is a note for Ken Honestchuk. Ken, thanks for your listing of the sports stations. You did raise a question about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which, of course, I can't resist responding to. Flagship stations are WQYK 1010. That's on the AM, and WQYK FM does a nice job. They broadcast all the games throughout western Florida with their big signal in stereo. It's kind of a kick to hear the crowd in stereo. Now, I have heard the Buccaneers here in Florida on not fewer than 10 AM stations and 5 FM stations, so they have quite a network here. But I just wanted you to know the answer to your question that you raised last month was WQYK 1010. Thanks, all. Talk to you later.
Hello, fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. On Saturday, August the 2nd, the Brantford Expositor, our local newspaper, had a great article about a blind man in St. Petersburg, Florida, who is doing analysis on the Spanish broadcast of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays baseball game. He is married to the receptionist down there, but this is a wonderful accomplishment anyway, and I think deserves a lot of recognition and congratulations. The radio station up here in Tillsonburg, Ontario, has increased their transmission very well. It's a big improvement. They're 10,000 watts, but they're being heard farther away now, and they're getting a better sound on the air. They've had people from West Virginia pick them up, and they're just a daytime station, and they've got regular listeners in Erie, Pennsylvania also. And lately, WFRO Fremont, Ohio 900, which is supposed to have been off the air a few months ago, has been coming up at night under CHML in Hamilton, and a very remarkable catch last Tuesday night. That was Port Huron, Michigan, WPHM on 1380. Our local station, CKPC, is on there, but during the 11 o'clock news, I was tilting my transistor radio, or portable radio around, rather, and I end up getting Port Huron, so I thought that was quite great. And I want to thank Ken Honestchuk for that feature he did about Vince Lloyd. That was very, very good.
And that is our musings to members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day, and that's for DX Audio Service members only. Remember to keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Also, I'd like to remind members that when you do call up and leave a muse, you don't need to give a date and time of your call. unless it happens to coincide with something of a historic nature, such as a radio station being off the air or some historic event that is occurring. What does help is just to know where you live or where you're calling from. And this can be the closest big city, or perhaps you may even know where Lima, Ohio is. But just give us an idea of where you live. This is especially important if you were saying, I'm hearing a country station on 1450. If somebody called up and you didn't know them or know where they live, it'd be kind of hard to help them identify the radio station. So it always helps to give the city or the closest location where you live. On our next DX Audio Service, I'd like to ask this question, see what you members have to say. About 3 weeks ago, we had a power outage in the Northeast, shades of the blackout of 1965. But if a blackout occurred in your town and you had a battery-operated radio at hand, what radio station do you think would be the most value to you in such a blackout? Give us a call and let us know what radio station serves your needs in an emergency such as that. And we hope to hear from just about everyone. John Sanders posed the question, how do you put together a market scope when you just have one recording device? Well, folks, welcome to Market Scope 101. Actually, it's pretty easy to put together a market scope if you only have one recorder, and it turns out to be the best fidelity if you're patching in your recorder directly to your radio, because every time you make a tape copy, you always lose a little bit of fidelity on it, and also you pick up some hiss. So recording directly from the radio and sending it in to us here actually helps us out. The first thing is patch directly. Do not put the microphone up against a speaker or lay the cassette machine up against a radio and try to record. It just does not work out right. Let me give you an example. What would you prefer, listening to something like this? With background noise, or listening to the audio like this?
No, you're not to blame. He drove you crazy. You kept coming back.
I think you get the idea. If you patch your cassette machine directly into your radio, then you usually get the best quality sound. And for those of you who are novices in this, what you want to do is connect to the earpiece of the radio and go in on the line input of your cassette machine. If you have only a microphone input, then what you need to do is get a attenuating patch cord, which is available through different places such as Radio Shack, etc. Personally, when you patch your cassette recorder directly into your radio, I've not seen too much difference between, say, the $29.95 battery-powered Radio Shack cassette deck and the $500 Nakamichi cassette deck that I have. But if you patch it directly, you do the world a great service by making sure the quality of the recordings are good. Now let's move on. When you're doing a market scope, you're basically giving someone a snapshot of how a radio station sounds. And while you may know how a station sounds, it's hard for other people to comprehend what a radio station may sound like if you're only giving them a little snippet. For example, if I say, here's WLJM 940.
No, you're not to blame.
What did you get out of that? Well, you know that they played that particular song, but nothing much. In fact, you didn't even hear a legal ID. So what you should do is start your recording first by introducing the station, such as, here is 940 WLJM in Lima, Ohio, recorded on August 31st at about 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. Now, what we do is we record the radio station from 10 minutes before 6 until 5 minutes after 6. When you send in this recording, either Phil or myself will edit it down. So here is what you get. Here is 940 WLJM in Lima, Ohio, recorded on August 31st at about 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
You're crazy. You kept coming back for more, but now you know the score.
Lima's Unity in the Community Station, 940 Gems.
WLJM, Lima.
Listen. Listen to my heartbeat.
So what'd you think? Did you get an idea of how WLJM sounds? In that example, I recorded the intro, and then I just recorded, from about 10 minutes before the hour until about 3 minutes past the hour, the radio station. And that's what I sent in to the Marketscope. Now, once we have it here, I did the editing on it and condensed it down a little bit. Now you have a perfect example of how the station sounds, including a very loose ID at the top of the hour. The term for what we've done is called scoping, and it's basically to take a longer recording and just make it shorter, giving us a snapshot of what a radio station sounds like. In the old days, many times, and this goes back to my days of radio, they would take a reel-to-reel deck and connect it to the microphone switch, so every time you turned on your microphone, you would start recording, and every time you turned off your microphone, it would stop the reel-to-reel deck right in its place. And when you got to the end of your shift, you had a 5-inch reel filled with approximately 20 minutes worth of audio, which represented maybe a 4-hour shift on the air. Well, depended on how gabby you were. At least at the stations that I worked at, they didn't allow us to talk very long. Anyway, you can do the same thing with your cassette deck if you know the station that you're recording. You can stop the machine after they've introduced the song and then wait until just before the end and restart it and let it record on through the breaks and such. The danger to this is if you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and then all of a sudden the DJ comes in and starts talking and you start recording, you've actually clipped the poor fellow and it really sounds bad when we go to assemble it back up. So what you might want to do is be a little liberal and record it a little bit earlier than normal and let us shorten it up. Now, if you have a second cassette deck, what you can do is record the station in its entirety, 45 minutes of a C90 cassette, and then play it over to another machine and then start and stop that machine. Of course, you have the option to cue and make sure you're in the right spot. Let's review and take a look again at an air check, just to give you an idea how things sound. Here's an air check that I recorded, and actually this was about 35 minutes worth of audio. Let's see how short we can make this. Ready? Here we go. This is CFCO 630 on the dial in Chatham, Ontario, recorded on September 22nd, 2001 at noon.
CFCO is Chatham Kent's news leader. In the past week, here are just some of the stories we had for you. CFCO kept you up to date with a terrorist tragedy unfolding in the U.S. and how it was being felt here in Chatham Kent. And CFCO had the latest on the race for mayor of Chatham Kent. CFCO, where Chatham Kent gets its news and information.
Chatham Kent's news leader, Classic Gold CFCO.
From the National Newsroom of Broadcast News, this is Don Kelly.
Listen for In Memoriam at this time on weekends and 12:35, Monday to Friday.
CFCO and Chatham Kent Home Building Centers want to help you renovate your home. Keep listening to win. CFCO. Classic Gold, CFCL, Peter, Paul, and Mary, 12:17 on this Saturday afternoon, kicking off the weekend together. Good afternoon. This is Mike Renier inside right now, 17 or 63, with Doug and the Slugs, Too Bad with CFCO.
Too bad that you had to get
Classic Gold, CFCO, AM 630, FM 92.9, and Too Bad with Doug and the Slugs at 12:20 as we get through the first part of our weekend. And hi there, this is Mike Renier. A traffic note for this afternoon. Queen Street is closed between Park and Tweedsmuir at this hour. Police are going through an investigation, so you might want to avoid that area of town if all possible. Now, the Shoppers Drug Mart in that area is open, and they're just asking you to go around the back entrance to get to Shoppers Drug Mart, but it is open. We've got partly sunny skies. for the rest of the afternoon. According to Mark Torello, highs reaching 21 or 70 Fahrenheit. Cloudy skies in store for tonight. And a low of 13 or 55. And to round out the weekend tomorrow, we'll have a different story. Mostly cloudy skies with showers developing. And a high a little bit cooler, up to 20 or 68 Fahrenheit. On the right now, we're at 17 Celsius, 63 Fahrenheit in Wallaceburg and Chatham. On the way, Lionel Richie on CFCO.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years young?
BOSS today.
Your favorite at work station. Classic Gold.
CFCO.
Classic Gold, CFCO, AM 630 and FM 92.9 with Loverboy, Heaven in Your Eyes. It's 12:30 right on, and a good afternoon to you on your Saturday. This is Mike Renier, and we have Tiger Baseball all season long right here on CFCO. We continue on again later on this afternoon in Beantown, Fenway Park, Boston. We take on the Red Sox today at 4:45. It's a late afternoon affair, 5:05 first pitch. We will get all the action for you. Nate Cornejo on the mound for the Tigers and also Derek Lowe for the Red Sox this afternoon. Again, 5:05 is when they will get the game underway. Tigers try to bounce back from a 5-2 loss last night at the hands of those Red Sox. So join us later on this afternoon for the Tigers and the Bo Sox from Boston today. We'll take a look at your precision weather forecast in detail in just a few minutes' time. Looking for sunshine for the rest of today. But will the weekend end off as nice? We'll find out in just a bit. Also, Harry Chapin is still to come.
Buying insurance over the phone? Dialing 1-800 is like dancing to one tune.
So how do we do? We have 35 minutes worth of CFCO recorded there, and we are able to present to you in 3.5 minutes a complete 35-minute selection of CFCO. We had the song coming into the top of the hour. We had their news bump. We heard, I guess, what you'd call legal ID in Canada. The start of the news, the end of the news, we heard him do the jingle and promo into Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual, a segue into Peter, Paul, and Mary, the DJ introducing Doug and the Slugs, Too Bad, then going into a spot break, we heard a little bit of the spot break, and of course we don't want to listen to all the commercials, and coming out of the spot break, we heard Lionel Richie, Loverboy, going into another spot break. I mean, I think you got a good idea of how CFCO sounds and how Doug Renier sounds on the air. Okay? That's how to do a market scope. It gives everyone a great idea of how a radio station sounds. And don't worry if you're unable to stop and start your cassette machine, or you don't have two machines that you can jockey back and forth to scope it for us. Just send us in enough audio where we can do what we just did there. In fact, a very good way to record would be as if you have a whole bunch of, say, C60 cassettes. Just record the intro at the beginning of a C60 cassette and then let it roll on through to the end of the tape with just one station. Flip the tape over, record your next station introduction, and then the station on the balance of that tape. Go to tape number two. If you want your tapes back, all you got to do is say, and Phil and I will send them back. Or if you want, tell us to pass them on to somebody like, say, Audrey Levine, who loves collecting air checks, okay? Pass them around and enjoy air checks, because they give you a good example of how radio sounds in other markets. And we sure hope that a lot of you will participate. Well, Phil, get those CDs ready. It sounds like we're going to have some market scoops coming your way. Time now to take a look at our Page Watch column on this month's edition of the DX Audio Service. And I don't know if this is a function of our economy or if it's just the companies being stingy with their ad dollars and not putting the ads in the magazine, because I haven't found any really interesting radios to profile in this edition for quite some time. So if you happen to subscribe to a magazine or something that has something of interest, you might want to clip it and send it to me, because I've been coming up with pretty dry here last couple of months. Now, I do have two items here to profile on this month's edition. They're appropriately in the Radio Shack flyer that was sent out in the mail on page 14BS. And these are two radios which could be a pretty neat deal for a DXer. The first is a radio which looks surprisingly like the GE Super Radio 2 and 3 in that it's that size, and it has the dial, an analog dial that goes across the top, and the tuning on the right-hand side of the radio with volume and tone on the right-hand front side of the radio. Has a large speaker in the front. It's described only in the catalog as portable AM/FM radio receives TV sound. AC power, add 4C batteries for portable use. It's their part number 12-887, and it retails for $39.99. Then also they have a deal on the Grundig Yachtboy 400PE. The ad says, tap into tons of first-hand news, ham, SSB, and more. Grundig's most popular shortwave radio features digital tuning with 40 presets, tunes AM and FM, and has single sideband reception to hear hams, including AC adapter, case, and listening guide. Add 6 AA batteries for portable use. It's Radio Shack's number 20-234. And they have it in their sale flyer for $149.99. And that is our two items on this month's edition of Page Watch. Again, if you find something which is interesting in a ham magazine or just some of the stuff I found in the past even appeared in the Lions Club and Eagles magazine of all places. So if you find something that's interesting, please send it in to me here at the DX Audio Service and we'll profile it on Page Watch. Hopefully on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll have John's convention report about the 2003 National Radio Club Convention in Dallas. But right now, I'd like to read you a email from Bill Dvorak about the Madison get-together that was held about 2 weeks or so before the convention. Bill writes, the 10th annual Madison get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts is over, and a great time was had by all. This year's event, held on Saturday, August 16, 2003, was hosted by Bill and Nina Dvorak at their home at 501 Algoma Street in Madison, Wisconsin. The temperature peaked at a hot 93 degrees, but the DX talk was even hotter. A record 29 DXers from 5 states attended this year's event, breaking the old record of 26 set last year. Among the attendees were 10 National Radio Club and DX Audio Service members, George Green, Neil Kazaros, Lester Clyden, Dave Legler, Peggy Leifert, Kevin McGill, Frank Merrill, Ken Onischuk, Glenn Schroeder, and host Bill Dvorak. Over the years, the support given the Madison DX get-together by National Radio Club members has been outstanding, and the Madison Group thanks them very much. Next year, the newest evolution in the Madison get-together will begin. Tim Noonan, who hosts the get-together in alternate years, moved recently to the Milwaukee area. Tim's commitment to the get-together remains strong as ever, and as a result, next year's event will take place in Milwaukee. If you're interested in joining us and meeting your fellow DXers from the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service, email Tim at DXing2, that's D-X-I-N-G, number 2, at AOL.com, or contact myself, Bill Dvorak, at D-X-E-R-A-K, at AOL.com. For the remainder of this cassette, we'd like to present to you some of the sounds from the 2003 National Radio Club Convention in Dallas, Texas. Again, we'd like to thank Bill and John and Wally for a great time had by all at the 2003 National Radio Club Convention. And as someone wrote in the email list, this is certainly going to raise the bar for conventions in the future. So, Scott Feibusch, let's start working on stuff now for Rochester in 2004. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.
I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. As most of you know, I am Wally Warmer, one of the three people that helped put this together. Along with partners in crime, Bill Hale. And a man who's been a member of the club since 1956, John Callerman. We have a couple of special guests here tonight. I'd just like to take a moment and recognize. First off, a couple of people that helped with tours today. Bud Bouchard from ABC Radio Networks. And we have Dave Stewart from Hispanic Broadcast. And someone who didn't give a tour but has become a very good friend of mine, Jay Cresswell at KLUV in Dallas. And I'd also like to acknowledge a lady that's married to one of our presenters who I haven't seen in several centuries, starring in a new show, My Ship Has Sailed, Laura Ainsworth. Okay, format for tonight is really simple. We're going to hear from our speakers. We'll break for just a couple of minutes to let everybody have some restroom time. We'll do the business meeting, and then we'll have Wheel of NRC here, or whatever we want to call it, whatnot. So to get underway this evening, I'd like to introduce to you two gentlemen, George Gamark and Pat Reeder. They both met in college in an undisclosed decade. I know what the decade is, I won't say. They've been friends and radio partners ever since George brought New Wave to Dallas. New Wave, alternative rock and roll, on KZEW's Rock and Roll Alternative Show. He helped launch a radio station that's still around. Unfortunately, it's been changed a million times, called The Edge. He could be heard later tonight on KRLD and the Texas State Network. It's pouring down rain outside. He may get on at 10 o'clock tonight. And his show is The Lost Tapes, and it is one of the finest pieces of radio going these days. Pat Reeder has been a major market DJ. He's production director for Caleb Radio and TM Productions. And for the past 11 years, he's been a co-writer of a daily syndicated radio service, The Comedy Wire, with his wife, Laura. Together, Pat and George wrote Hollywood Hi-Fi. And it's the ultimate guide to weird celebrity records. They are the crash test dummies of music. They listen to this stuff so you won't have to. Tonight you will have to, because they're going to play it for you. So put your seatbelts on, everybody. I'd like to welcome George Gamark and Pat Reeder.
Oh, we get a pair of them, huh?
Ah, thank you.
Well, greetings, broadcasters and people who abuse them. We're going to start it off with music?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Mr. Conductor, if you please. Don't want to cruise the Riviera. Don't want a diamond mine.
Betty Davis on Broadway, 1952.
Dressing rooms where a coveted Oscar is Hammerstein.
It's coming, hold on.
Just turn me loose on Broadway under a neon moon. Give me some jokes and a corny routine. Give me a...
Coming up soon is the part where she tap dances like she has a bat in her hair.
Yes.
Okay.
With hoopers who twist and twirl. Just turn me loose on old Broadway as a musical comedy girl.
Should we go on with that, George?
A perfectly wretched record. And look at the price that I actually paid for this.
Let's see, what did you give this?
Ah! Free!
Right there, free!
I kept the price tag on the record just to demonstrate that this was a bad enough record that the person who had it did not want to go home with it.
By the way, a little bit of trivia, George. Did you know there's actually a record you could have gotten cheaper than this?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I think I own that record.
The Danny Bonaduce album.
That's the one.
The Danny Bonaduce album, when that came out, was actually such a dog that they tried giving it away for free at the Rhino Record Store out in California. Wow. And nobody would take it, so they started offering to pay you to take it. Oh. They'd give you a nickel, I think it was, if you'd take it home, but you had to promise to listen to it, and I don't think anybody took them up on it.
Danny Bonaduce will autograph copies of that album if you find him. However, he won't have anything kind to say about it. Trust me, I tried.
He did.
Okay, let's move on. What we've basically done is over the years, I've accumulated, I don't know if it's ever large enough, but it's large enough for most people, a collection of celebrities who cut records who never really should have been allowed near a recording studio at all. Now, back in the golden days of the 40s and 50s and even the 60s, these records were hopelessly entangled in bad notes and sappy arrangements and hustled out quickly. These days, there are recordings that are similar. However,
Unfortunately.
Yeah, they just don't work.
They don't work as well because there's so much production you can do. You know, you get into a studio, you can take the worst singer in the world and make them sound as good as what's considered a good singer now.
Janet Jackson.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, you Britney Spears, all these. I mean, come on. Come on. Britney Spears. Look,
what's
you
her
went
name?
From Ella Fitzgerald to Britney Spears in 30 years. Don't
Young Miss Presley.
Yeah, well, there you go. Lisa Marie Presley.
There you go. So I've accumulated all these records, and Pat and I decided we were going to weave it into a book, which actually did well. I mean, it sold in the dozens.
It did.
And
as a matter of fact, how many people have heard of this book in the introduction to our speech? That's more people than heard of it when we were out. That's for the geniuses down in the publicity department at St. Martin's Press. This is going out over the World Wide Web, right, George?
That's right. All right. Dallas is famous for a number of things. Some, as we know, are not very pleasant, such as November 22nd, 1963. But it's also famous for a lot of innovations in radio, a couple of which you saw today. TM Century, of course, with the jingles, and companies that preceded it, such as PAMS. And also radio. You saw the ABC radio networks today, which has sort of changed the way radio is done in a lot of ways. But for pure innovation, for pure just being in the right place in the right time, it had to be a station that started life with about 1,000 watts of power on 1190 on the dial in Oak Cliff, Texas. And that's where they got the call letters from. That's right, Wayne. The station is KLIF 1190. You all could probably sing it in your head right now. Next guest here, Steve Eberhardt, has compiled probably the definitive history of KLIF. His website is thehistoryofklif.com. Is just amazing with the pictures and the stories, and probably most importantly for the historical accuracy of it. So I'd like to present to you Steve Eberhardt, who's the proprietor.
Well, it is nice to be here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I have notes that I'm going to hopefully follow closely. And I start off by saying this to everybody who I talk to about KLIF and the website and all of that. I do not know everything there is to know about KLIF. I don't suggest I do. I do know a lot of things, and I've learned a lot of things, but mostly from people that I've talked to, not unlike yourselves, over the period of time since this has been up. I think I put it up originally in 1998. I was in between jobs. We had moved to Austin, and I was doing lots of surfing on the Internet, and I found all these great websites for the history of WABC, KHJ, WLS, and all this. And I was really surprised that nobody had done anything with KLIF or McLendon, for that matter, because, you know, it was just a gargantuan station, not only in this market and hugely, hugely popular, but it was very well thought of in the industry. McLendon always liked to call it the most imitated radio station in the nation. And indeed, in many respects, it was. And many of the things that happened at KLIF were stolen and taken to other markets and claimed for their own.
America's most unconventional radio station, WNRC.
NRC Convention, WNRC.